الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله At the water source of Muraisi' there was an altercation that had taken place between an Ansari Sahabi named Sinan bin Wabr al-Juhani radiallahu an and a Muhajir Jahjah bin Mas'ud Ghifari radiallahu an who happened to be the worker of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an. So in this altercation, when drawing out water from the well, the Muhajir Jahjah bin Mas'ud, he had struck Sinan radiallahu an, and because of that, he began to bleed. So he called out, Ya lal Ansar, O the Ansar, calling for help from the Ansar. So when he called for the Ansar, the Muhajir Sahabi Jahjah radiallahu an, he called out, Ya lal Muhajirin, O Muhajirin, and he called for their assistance. And in a few moments, people from both sides had come, from the Muhajirin and from the Ansar, and they drew out weapons. And it nearly ended up in a major problem, in a fight. However, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learnt of this, very quickly Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and he said, مَا بَالُ دَعْوَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ What is the matter that you are calling out the call of ignorance? In the time of ignorance in Jahiliyyah, then they would call unto their families and their clans to assist them in problems. Ya lal Ansar, ya lal Muhajirin. These are statements and they are calls of Jahiliyyah and ignorance. When Islam has come, Islam has abolished all these kind of sects, all these kind of groupings. Rather, we are all one ummah. So, why are you calling in this manner? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of what had happened, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'uha fa innaha muntina, leave this out because this has a foul stench, it has a bad smell. Here the ulama explain that we understand that sins have a bad smell, they have a stench, and good actions have a sweet fragrance. Therefore we find the famous hadith that when a person speaks a lie, then the malaika go away from that person because of the smell that comes out from his mouth because of him speaking that lie. So, people who have that kind of sense, pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angels may perceive the stench that comes out because of bad statements and bad actions, and the good fragrance that comes out because of good actions. In fact, during this journey, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning and coming closer to Medina Munawwara, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I can perceive and smell a very foul stench coming from the direction of Medina Munawwara. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a very big munafiq in Medina Munawwara has died, and this is as a result of his death. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Da'uha fa innaha muntina," that leave out this very foul smell. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say that the system of Islam is that you must help your brother whether he is a zalim and oppressor or is a mazloom and oppressed person. So if he is an oppressed person, then obviously you help him and assist him against the oppressor. But if he is an oppressor, then you help him and assist him by stopping him from committing this type of oppression. So in Islam, there's no such thing like groupings. There's no such thing like taking part, taking sides with your family or your group. Rather, you need to establish justice, and you need to assist your brother, whether he is a zalim, make him stop from the evil that he is involved in, the oppression that he is involved in, or assist him if he is a mazloom. And by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this, then this entire feud and altercation, which could have become a major problem, it all came to an end. However, as we had explained, that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, were part of this army, and they would look for these kind of opportunities for them to cause tension and to cause problems among the Muslims. So Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the munafiqeen, he found this to be an opportune time for him to instigate trouble among the Muslims and to instigate trouble between the muhajirin and ansar. Obviously, he could not tolerate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed this to happen, that such type of brotherhood between two groups of strange people, such type of brotherhood, and now this state of Islam has been so well established. So he could not tolerate this, being an enemy of Islam. So he began to say, he says that this example of ours is like the famous proverb in Arabic, سَمِّنْ كَلْبَكَ يَأْكُلْكَ. Fatten your dog will bite you. Fatten your dog will bite you. So he says that this is the same, that we have fattened these muhajireen. We have fed them, we have given them asylum, we have given them a safe haven. And because of us spending on them, and us taking care of them, now they have become strong, and now they want to rise up against us. So he says this, and then he says, this was a statement that he made in public. Thereafter, when he was sitting among his munafiqeen friends, he says, Wallahi, لَإِن رَجَعْنَا إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ. Allah's qasam, I take an oath on Allah's name, that when we go back to Madinah Munawwara, then the most honored person will throw out the most despicable person from Madinah Munawwara. Na'udhu billah, by saying the most honored person, he was referring to himself. And the most despicable person, na'udhu billah, he was referring to the blessed personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said that when we go back to Madinah Munawwara, then we will banish and throw out Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Madinah Munawwara. And then he says that this is what you all have brought on your own self, that you have given these people, spent on them, and therefore now they're in this position. When we go back to Madinah Munawwara, cut off all spending, cut off all funding to the muhajireen, and then see, they will not be able to live in Madinah Munawwara. They will be forced to leave Madinah Munawwara and to go to some other place. So there was a young Ansari Sahabi. He was so young that this was most probably the first time that he was allowed to take part in any jihad and any expedition. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu an. And he hears this conversation that Abdullah bin Ubay has with his munafiq friends. There were no other sincere believers there who were witness to this conversation. It was only him who had heard this. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately, and he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what Abdullah bin Ubay has said. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, perhaps you have made a mistake. Maybe you didn't hear correctly. He says, O Nabi of Allah, I am sure about what I heard. And he says that I had a lot of respect for Abdullah bin Ubay. But because of this filthy statement that he has made, I had to come and report it to you. And O Nabi of Allah, if my father had made such a statement, then I would have brought that statement to you as well. Here we understand the justice of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that it did not matter who said it. But if this statement was such a bad statement against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then even if my father made the statement, then I would bring the statement to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ansar, many of whom still held Abdullah bin Ubay in esteem, because he was a respectable person. Prior to Rasulullah ﷺ coming to Madinah Munawwara, he was one of the leaders. He was a respectable person among them. So they held him in that esteem. Now they hear a young boy speaking against him and carrying some story about him. So they reprimanded this young boy. But Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu says that I was so certain about it, that I knew that Allah will send wahi down in my favor to support me. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to instruct a sahabi by the name of Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu an, or Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu an, to go and assassinate and kill Abdullah bin Ubay because of the statement that he made. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to Umar radiallahu an, لا يتحدث الناس أن محمدا يقتل أصحابه صلى الله عليه وسلم. That people should not speak that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is killing his companions. Meaning, although we know that this person is not a true companion of ours, we know he is not a true believer, we know he is a munafiq, he is a hypocrite, but the majority of people don't know this, they don't know the reality. And outwardly it seems that he is one of us. If we have to kill him, then the message will go that what kind of religion this is, what kind of Nabi this is, that he kills his own people. He is assassinating his own supporters and people who are part of his army. Therefore, it is not appropriate and it is not advantageous for us that we kill Abdullah bin Ubay and we take his life. In the meantime, the son of Abdullah bin Ubay, whose name was also Abdullah, who was a sincere, genuine sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I am the most obedient son among the Khazraj tribe which we belong to. I am the most obedient son to my parents. And everyone is aware of this. However, I have heard that you intend to kill my father. If you have this intention, then instruct me to do this. He says that if you give me this instruction, before you wake up from this sitting of yours, the head of my father will be before you. And then he goes on to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Nabi of Allah, I have this fear, that if you instruct anyone else to take the life of my father, then it's natural, when I see the killer of my father, when I see the person who took the life of my father, I may get worked up because of that. And because of this natural weakness of being worked up because of the assassination of my father, I may go and kill that person, and thereafter I will be doomed for Jahannam. So instead of someone else killing my father and me boiling when I see that person, O Nabi of Allah, you give me the instruction, I myself will go and take the life of my father. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to him that we have no intention to kill your father, rather we will treat him well. Then Abdullah bin Ubay himself came and he claimed that he was innocent and he had not made such statements. In all this confusion, now there was a lot of stories that was going around in the army caused by the munafiqeen. And this is not something healthy. Bad information spreading among people is not something which is healthy. So in order to curtail all of this, very suddenly, not the normal time, contrary to the normal time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced that the army must depart. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled for that entire day, the entire night, and then the next morning also, Rasulullah sallam continued traveling. They only stopped for salah and to answer the call of nature. They did not stop for any rest. Only the next day, when the heat of the sun became intense and became difficult to bear, at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now instructed that the army must halt. When they halted, people were so tired that immediately, as soon as they went down on the ground, they fell off to sleep. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam curtail this kind of discussion, discussing some story which is a bad story, which is not a healthy story. This is not good for the community. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam curtailed this. Here we understand a very important point, that when people are involved in necessary and important work, then they don't have time to discuss all unnecessary stories, bad stories, things which will cause problems and which is unhealthy for the community. People will not be involved in this while they are involved in necessary work. And when a person doesn't have any work to do, he doesn't have any good to do, then he gets involved in these kind of stories which is unhealthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam devised this plan to avoid this kind of unnecessary discussion going on. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, that young sahabi, was now being blamed for accusing Abdullah bin Ubay and making these kind of stories, especially the Ansar, those who still held Abdullah bin Ubay in some type of respect. They were very upset with him, and to a certain extent he was now ostracized and he was all on his own. He says that I was traveling close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because I was so certain that I was true and wahi was going to come. So I would travel close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regularly I would come closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waiting for the wahi to come down. He says at one point, I saw the signs of wahi appearing on the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beads of perspiration formed on the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, after some time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conveyance came close to my conveyance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled my ears. He was a young sahabi. He pulled his ears. And then he says, وَفَتْ أُذُنُكَ يَا غُلَامٌ وَصَدَّقَ اللَّهُ حَدِيثَكَ. Oh youngster, your ears are loyal. Your ears are true. What you heard was correct. وَصَدَّقَ اللَّهُ حَدِيثَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven your innocence and proven your truthfulness. And then the entire surah Munafiqun was revealed. That surah that exposed the Munafiqeen, it was revealed on this occasion. And specifically Allah quotes the statements of Abdullah bin Ubay in the surah, هُمُ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ لَا تُنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ مَنْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا. They are those people who say, don't spend on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the muhajireen, حَتَّى يَنْفَضُّوا, so that they may go away and they may disperse from Medina Munawwara. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah reminds and He says that the treasures of the skies and the earth belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not you that are spending upon them. These are the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. The munafiqeen do not understand this. يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل. They say that when we go back to Medina Munawwara, then the most respectable person will banish and will throw out the most despicable person. يقول ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. Allah says that true izzat and honor belongs to Allah. It belongs to His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it belongs to the mu'mineen. ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. But the munafiqeen don't know about this. Thereafter, whenever Abdullah bin Ubay would try to cause a problem among the Muslims, it will be his own people now that would rebuke him and they would stop him. Because these ayat of Quran Sharif had come very, very clearly explaining the nifaq of these people. Then when these situations would come about, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remind Umar radiallahu an and say to him, oh Umar, if I killed him at that time, then many people would have not been able to withstand, and they would not have been able to swallow the fact that I am killing him. But now those same people are the ones that are stopping him. So asking Umar radiallahu an, that whose idea and whose opinion was better, Umar radiallahu an would say, قَدْ وَاللَّهِ عَلِمْتُ لَأَمْرُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَعْظَمُ بَرَكَةً مِّنْ أَمْرِي. That I knew for sure that the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has much more barakah and blessings than my own suggestion. I knew this and I surrendered to this instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they reached close to Medina Munawwara, the valley of Aqiq, then the son of Abdullah bin Ubay, Abdullah radiallahu an, he began looking for his father in the army. And then when he came across his father, he pulled the camel of his father and he forcefully made the camel sit down. Then he placed his foot on the knee of the camel to avoid it and to stop it from waking up. And then he says to his father that I will not allow you to move until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you permission, so that you will know who is Aaz, who is the most respectable person, and you will know who is the most despicable person. You will only be able to move on the permission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is the most respectable person and you are the most despicable person. Some people were passing by and they were rebuking Abdullah for treating his father in this way, but he was not concerned. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and Abdullah bin Ubay, the head of the munafiqeen, was saying, لَأَنَا أَذَلُّ مِنَ السِّبْيَانِ لَأَنَا أَذَلُّ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I am even more disgraced than young children. I am weaker than young children. I am weaker than women. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his son to allow him to go. This was a very great miracle of Islam, that these Arabs that had such type of affinity and allegiance to their own families, asabiyat, ohamiyat, patriotism that they had, these same people were prepared to fight against their own fathers. and to be firm against their own family members. Why? Just to support Islam and to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows the truthfulness of Islam, that Islam is so true that it went down deep into the recesses of their heart, and they were prepared to fight against their own family. Although previously they would do anything possible just to protect their family. They went into wars for the sake of their family. But those same people, because of the truth of Islam and the beauty of Islam, when it entered the recesses of their heart, then they were prepared to fight against their own family for the sake of protecting deen and protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The famous incident of Ifk, of the great slander again, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, had also taken place on this journey when Sahaba radiallahu anhu were returning. That is a lengthy incident and it's a famous incident, so we will not discuss that incident. But that had also, was also part of the problems that the munafiqeen had created. They started up the slander against Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha during this journey. This was the last battle before the battle of Khandaq. Thereafter was the famous battle of Khandaq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.